This is a story of famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs.
For over 40 years, George Clinton has been bringing funk to the masses. He had this hit, Atomic Dog, in 1982, and it's been sampled by dozens of hip-hop artists, including Girl Talk, Snoop Dogg, Pitbull. But he's best known as the leader and architect of Parliament Funkadelic, releasing R&B hits like Flashlight, One Nation Under a Groove, Give Up the Funk. George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. And now you can call him Doctor. Tonight, the Berklee College of Music here in Boston will award George Clinton an honorary Doctor of Music degree, and he'll perform with Berklee's P-Funk Ensemble. Last night, he rehearsed with the band. Worked with the singers on lyrics.
Round and round the floor, she danced, and I love to get away with her. Round and round the floor, we danced, and I love to get away with her.
George Clinton also taught a four-day residency at Berklee, and here and now's pop culture critic Renee Graham sat down with the funk royalty to find out what kind of advice he gives.
Love what you're doing. You know, if you love what you're doing, it's not a job. It's always as much fun as it was when you first start doing it. But also what we recently learned myself is that pay attention to the business, copyrights and ownership and all that. Learn that very early and pay a lot of attention to it, because that's not part of what you learn for the most part. You just want to do it so bad, you don't pay no attention to nothing else but the dream of doing it. But if that dream is to be real for you, you need to know early that you can do all of this and in the end wake up and you don't own it. People take it away from you because they will do that. But at the same time, don't drive yourself nuts because you're going to do it anyway because you love doing it. You want to do it no matter what.
I'm sure you've heard this question a million times, so I'll ask it one more time. Define funk.
To me, funk, music, lifestyle is do the best you can. And after that, funk it. You know, that's playing in a band. You go to school, you learn all the technology, all of the intellectual part of music. But when you get right down to it, funk it.
Parliament Funkadelic was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think it was 97. What did that mean to you?
I didn't know it was going to mean that because I was from that old hippie school of music. You don't want to be a part of all the establishment and all of that. So at first it didn't mean that much. But when you get there and you run into all of your peers that you started out with, like I ran into the Rascals, the Jackson 5, Michael and them. We knew them when they first came to Motown. He was like 9 years old. All the people that we was inducted with, we had so much fun going over all of the history that we had been through together that it was a much pleasant atmosphere than I thought it would be.
Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe.
Do you think funk as a revolutionary and cultural force has gotten the recognition it deserves?
Well, it's not at that point that where they would give it that respect, but it is, as far as the people concerned, is as important, it's relevant. I mean, hip-hop is funk. Funk is the DNA in hip-hop, and hip-hop is everything that music wanted to be. You know, hip-hop is the best race relation music there ever been. And you would think that it was the worst because of the dialogue and the language. People misunderstand the reason for doing that. We grew up in school doing something called playing the dozens. Mm-hmm. Playing the dozens mean dissing you or dissing your, to hurt your feelings. And who can take it the most? The person that takes it the most is the winner. The one that get mad first is the loser.
Give me an example of the dozens.
Your mama jokes. Your mama's so cross-eyed when she cry, tear rolled down her back. To me, it took me a long time because I'm like, you don't talk about women. You don't. That ain't. But it don't. Nobody means it like that. It's that thing that I feel. It's something we had to do psychologically to be able to love ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Because before somebody could call your name, and you would be, have to kill them, or they have to kill you. Whereas from playing a dozen, you practice that every day in your life.
It's a drill.
And once you got past that point, everything else became worthless. You can't say nothing to hurt my feelings. I dictate my worth. So hip-hop is the extension of playing the dozens, dissing each other as a drill, as a rehearsal. It just went on into making money with it. Now, a lot of people ain't going to agree with that. They still don't want to hear some of the words that were said, but we old.
When you first heard hip-hop and you heard how many artists were sampling your music, did you get the connection between hip-hop and funk immediately?
Immediately. When I started hearing our music sampled on the radio, I knew how to get my own. If people are hearing those little parts, I knew how to be a part of it. I made records that you could sample and help them. So I became really close with all the hip-hop. Because if you make people aware of this, you can't have a little bit of funk. You want it all.
Never listen up, B. Yeah. Boy, was it neat. Yeah. Not just knee deep, she was totally deep when she did the freak with me.
Never listen up, B. Yeah. Boy, was it neat. Yeah.
Who or what inspires you today?
Any music that I hear parents say, that ain't no music. If I hear old musicians say, that ain't music, I'm inspired by that music. Because to me, that's going to be the next music. Kids love the music that the elders and brothers and sisters hate. They want to get on your nerve with it. And that becomes the new music every time. Bow, 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 bow. I remember parents saying, what is they talking about? That was the beginning of rock and roll. Then the twang and twang and loud guitars. That's noise. That ain't music. Jimi Hendrix took it to church. And then after that, you got us. We come along, whoa, hi, hey, just chanting. And it's a groove, you know, but that's, you know, it's good, all right, for funk. And after we did it so long, you came along with spit the beat, you know. The music goes around and around. It's the same thing, different styles of it, but then it all goes and comes and goes and comes. The music becomes cool, simple, noisy, rowdy, cool, sophisticated, all back and forth.